This is Superintendent John Hallam of Moreton Police District with an update on the COVID-19 pandemic. Queensland has had a total of 1,665 COVID-19 cases. 1,620 people have recovered, and sadly, 7 Queenslanders have lost their lives to the virus. Australia has experienced over 30,000 cases and 910 deaths. Worldwide, there has been more than 178 million people infected with the virus and over 3.86 million deaths. Over 2,790,000 COVID-19 tests have been conducted in Queensland since testing began. Testing diagnoses patients with COVID-19 and is key in helping health authorities monitor, track and control the spread of the virus in our community. COVID-19 vaccinations are well underway in Australia. To date, over 429,000 total doses have been given out in Queensland. If you have been in a declared COVID-19 hotspot in the last 14 days, you will not be allowed to enter Queensland except for a limited range of people who can enter for essential purposes. From 1 a.m. Saturday the 19th of June, you must complete a declaration to enter Queensland from anywhere in Australia or New Zealand that is not a declared COVID-19 hotspot. Queensland has two types of declarations, a Queensland travel declaration and a Queensland border declaration pass. You must complete the right declaration for your situation before travel to enter Queensland. If conditions change or you need to update your travel details, you'll need to complete a new declaration with the update. Queensland residents must also complete a declaration if they are returning home from interstate or New Zealand. A list of exposure venues has been issued for locations in Queensland. Please follow Queensland Health advice on what to do if you've been in an exposure venue at the relevant times. There are also exposure venues listed for New South Wales and Victoria. If you are planning on travelling or have already arrived, find out more on travelling into Queensland, exposure sites and border restrictions by going to the Queensland Health website and following the prompts. Please do not become complacent. As I said before, this is a marathon, not a sprint, and we need to continue the good work to protect the lives of people we don't even know. I also want to take this opportunity to remind listeners on some sound property security tips and strategies. Make locking external doors and windows a habit, even if you're in your premises or out in the yard. Ensure any doors or windows left open for ventilation have the necessary security devices fitted. Objectively view your property and premises and conduct a basic security survey. Take an inventory and photograph all items of value, including electrical goods, recording their brand, colour, model and serial number. Consider installing security sensor lights and fitting appropriate locks, especially to those doors and windows that are hidden from public view. Place items such as keys, cash, wallets, laptops and mobile phones out of sight. These can easily be targeted, quick to remove and disposed by the offenders. Car owners should ensure the vehicle is always locked and secured, even at home, with any valuables placed out of sight. And inquire about joining or organise a neighbourhood watch program. This has been a community service announcement on Moreton Bay's Home of Information 101.5 FM.